Tes Zayin Elul, Thursday the 15th of September, Rabbi Shimon Gurovitz, Techocha, Simcha, and Chag HaSukkos.
It was just titled Techocha, Simcha, and Chag HaSukkos. Techocha and Simcha are referred to in this week's parasha, and we're Shleishim Yoyim, just started Shleishim Yoyim Kedem HaChag, so Mitzvah Hashem will attempt to connect it all with Chag HaSukkos. I'd like to start off with a Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas, we have the Musafim of the various Yomim Tovim. In terms of Chag HaSukkos, Rashi counts up the number of Musafim that we bring on Chag HaSukkos. And Rashi says that the Porei Chag are 70. Porei Chag Shivim Hei. Keneged Ayin. Almost Oivdei Kechavim, 70, which corresponds to the 70 nations, and every day the number of Purim that we bring goes down. Shemismati Mahochim, to indicate that the time will come when the Umas Ha'olam will eventually begin to disappear. And Rashi carries on and says, if we count up the number of Kvosim, there are 98 altogether. The Kvosim are a constant, every day we bring the same number, 14 every day. Because the Klal Yisrael, which Mitzvah Hashem will remain a constant, which are always here. Why 98? So he says as follows: Tishim Ushmoina, 98. Lechalois mehem Tishim Ushmoina Klalish Sheba Mishna Torah. Through the 98 Korbanos, Klal Yisrael will be zeicha to eradicate the 98 Klalos in Mishna Torah. So we already see the connection between Chag HaSukkos and this week's parasha of Techocha. But let's first and foremost try to understand what connection is there between Kivsei Chag HaSukkos and the Klolos Sheba Mishna Torah. How do they connect one with the other that one can bring about the eradication of the other? What's the connection? The other thing we have to understand is that the truth is that we have two Techochas in the Torah. One in parashas B'chukosai and one in parashas Kisavoi. It would appear that the Kivsei Achag connect to the Techocha, to the Techochas, to the Klolos in Parshas Kisavoi, but not to the Techocha, not to the Klolos in Parshas Bechukosai, and we have to understand why. Another point I'd like to be more in reference to Chag HaSukkos, which I hope we'll be able to get back to, is as follows. We have a 7-day Yom Tov, and then we have at the end of it a Chag Bifnei Atzmoi. Shmini Atzeres, which is the Chag Bifnei Atzmoi. And the Medrash already tells us at the end of Parshas Pinchas that what is the Simchas Hayoim of Shmini Atzeres? Nogila v'nismucha boch, says the Medrash, boch b'toy roscha. The Simchas Hayoim, the day is set aside in order, the Smayach b'toyra, to celebrate and to rejoice with the Torah, and carries on the Medrash, b'kach beis oisius boch, is kach beis sha Torah, michtovas boy, which the Torah is written with. And we have the Siyum HaTorah on that day, because that day is already pre-designated for Simchas HaTorah. And perhaps we will explain why after Chag HaSukkos does the Ribbono Shel Olam set aside a Chag Bifnei Atzmoi, a day, Lismoyach HaTorah. How does it tie in with the Yom Neroim and Chag HaSukkos? I'd like to quote a Gemara in reference to the Yemei HaMetzorim, to the 3 weeks that we've had recently. The Gemorian, Bob Metzian, Dach Lamad Omer Beis, says as follows. Omer Rav Yechna, Loicharva Yerushalayim, Elo al Shemidu Dineyem al Din Torah, Voloi Ovdu Lifnei Mishur Zadin. Churban HaBayis came about because Klal Yisrael didn't conduct themselves, the Kiyum Mitzvahs, there was no element of Lifnim Mishur Zadin. They kept everything, but there was no element of Lifnim Mishur Zadin. Asked Tosfos that we know that the Churban came about Churban Bayis Sheni because of Simchas Chinuch. Says Tosfos, Zeh v'zeh gormu. There were two reasons that there were two things that brought about Churban HaBayis. One was Simchas Chinuch, and the other one was they didn't conduct themselves Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. We have to understand why is that a reason for Churban? Very, very nice if a person conducts himself Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. It's very admirable, but Churban. The person's kept the whole Torah. Why should that be a reason for Churban? We have a similar sort of question in this week's parasha. We have the 98 klolas in this week's parasha. Terrible klolas. And we're told eventually why these klolas, why this tichocha will come about. Tachas asher leyavates Hashem lekecho besimcha uvetuvleiv of mirayv koil. Because we haven't served the Ribbono Shel Olam with happiness, with enthusiasm, with eslavos, that is why these klolas will come. Again, we have to understand. We're speaking about somebody who's kept the Torah. He's kept all the mitzvahs. He's performed everything he has to perform. Why is the fact that he didn't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam besimcha uvetuvleiv of mirayv koil, the lack of enthusiasm, why is that a reason that we should, chas v'sholem, be worthy of klol? There's something else that needs to be explained in reference to this, and that's as follows. If we have a look at the beginning of the tichocha, indeed it's mentioned again, as we'll see in a minute, we're told, why does the tichocha come about? V'hoyo im loisishma b'koyel Hashem alikacho. So the tichocha starts by saying that the reason why the tichocha is going to come is if we don't listen. And that's reiterated again, many psukim later. Because you're not going to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam to keep the mitzvahs. So we're told earlier that the reason why tichocha is going to come is because we're not going to listen and keep the mitzvahs. And then a couple of psukim later, it says, Tachas asher leyavadto es Hashem lekecho besimcho uvetuvleiv of mirayv koil. Yes, of course, you've been keeping the mitzvahs, but it won't be done with cheshek and with the slavas. How does this tie together? Is tichocha because we're not listening and we're not keeping the mitzvahs? Or is tichocha because we're not serving the Ribbono Shel Olam besimcha uvetuvleiv of mirayv koil? The psukim seem to contradict each other. One more point, and then we'll attempt to unravel all this. We've got two tichachos in the Torah. Parshas B'chukosai and Parshas Kisovai. And over here it's spelled out that why is this tichacho going to come? Tachas asher leyavadtos Hashem lekecho besimcho v'tuvleiv of mirayv koil. If you have a look in Parshas B'chukosai, there's no mention of this tachas asher leyavadtos Hashem lekecho besimcho v'tuvleiv of mirayv koil. If this is the sibah, if this is the reason for tichacho in Parshas Kisovai, then why isn't the same thing mentioned in Parshas B'chukosai? What's the difference between the two tichachos? The first thing I'd like to tackle is the points we raised in this week's Sedra. Why is Tachas asher leyavadtos Hashem lekecho besimcha a reason for klola? And how does that tie in with what we've been told previously, that the tichacho is going to come because we haven't listened? Ki lo shamato b'kveil Hashem lekecho nishma mitzvayso b'chukosai, which actually just two psukim before, Tachas asher leyavadtos Hashem lekecho besimcha v'tuv leivav. How does this tie in? And what it would appear is as follows. It would appear that Kiyum Mitzvahs is not just a question of performing the act that the Torah wants you to perform. That's not the mitzvah in its entirety. That's not the mitzvah that's been kept completely. Part of the Kiyum Mitzvah, part of the tzivui of the Ribbono Shel Olam, is to perform the mitzvah out of love, is to perform the mitzvah with enjoyment, is to perform the mitzvah with enthusiasm. That's all part and parcel of the mitzvah. And if that's missing, then it's a case, and we have the element over here of loy shomato b'kveil Hashem alikecho. Because the mitzvah isn't just to do the action. The mitzvah is to do the action with enthusiasm. It should be a labor of love. It should be cheshek. It should be eslavos. And if that is missing, then one doesn't have the mitzvah in its entirety. One hasn't kept the commandment and the situation of loy shomato b'kveil Hashem alikecho. In fact, I've seen that from Nosson Odman Zatzal in his Sefer Nosson Das, actually spells this out very clearly, and he brings down a Sefer Ikrim, which more or less says it explicitly. Sefer Ikrim says as follows, Hadovah ha-noisim shleimus ha-mitzvah. What gives completion, what makes a mitzvah complete, is what? He says, ha-simcha. Ki ha-simcha noisenes k'mar shleimus ha-adovah nifal. What gives a mitzvah completion is if it's performed with happiness, with joy, with eslavos. The nimtzei carries on a kosuv miyad, and if that element of simcha is missing, Rachman al-Islam, a terrible punishment can be given. She explains that the reason why this punishment is given is because the mitzvah is not being completed in its entirety. One isn't an Eved Hashem as long as one isn't serving the Ribbono Shel Olam with simcha, with cheshen, with islavus. In fact, if one has a look in Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, and this also in Nos Norden brings down, amongst the Kat Oizvei Hashem, the group of those that have left the Ribbono Shel Olam, counts the Shari Tshuva those that don't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with simcha. Because if you don't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with simcha, that's not true avodus. One isn't a true avod Hashem. A servant who loves his master serves his master with islavus, with simcha, with happiness, with joy. And if that's missing, then one cannot be considered a true Eved Hashem. Now, if one isn't considered a true Eved Hashem, then Chas V'Shalom, the repercussions can be terrible. I think that in this manner, we can explain the Gemara in Bava Metzia that I quoted before. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that the reason why Churban HaBayis came about is Kilo Ovdu Lifnim Meshuras Adin. And we asked, why is that a reason? Why should that be about Churban, the Kaptah Torah? And the answer is the same. If a person isn't enthusiastic about something, he'll work to rule and do no more. When a person has his own company, and he's passionate about what he's doing, if he has to make a phone call out of hours, he'll make that phone call out of hours. If he has to stay on longer, he'll stay on longer. But the worker who's just working for his pay packet, and doesn't feel passionate about the business, has no real interest in the success of the business, he'll work to rule and he'll clock up as soon as he can. Person who doesn't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with Nim Meshuras Adin, this indicates that there's no passion behind his Avodas Hashem. That there's no enthusiasm behind his Avodas Hashem. There's no cheshek behind his Avodas Hashem. It's the tachas asher lo yavadato, as Hashem aleikecha, v'simcha u'tuv leivu mireko. Where there's no Nim Meshuras Adin, there's a clear-cut indication that we're missing the tachas asher lo yavadato, Hashem aleikecha, v'simcha u'tuv leivu mireko. We've seen already that this is a forerunner, that this can bring about Tichocha, that this can bring about Klola, therefore it's no wonder that they brought about the Churban Bayis Sheni. Now we have to understand why this is only mentioned in Parashat Kisovoy and not in Parashat B'chukosah. Now there's an interesting Ramban, a lengthy Ramban. I'm just going to mention one or two pieces from the Ramban, but we'll bring out the idea that the Ramban wants to present to us. The Ramban of Parashat B'chukosah brings down a Gemara in Megillah. Gemara in Megillah says, Klolos Shebateres Koinim, the Klolos, at the end of Sefer Vayikra, Moshe Ki Omro, when Moshe said them over, Mepi HaGvura Omro. He said them over as if the Ribbono Shel Olam was speaking with the Shechina Medaberes between Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe. If you have a look, it says, V'nosati, V'hivkadati, V'sholachti. It was said over as if the Ribbono Shel Olam was actually talking. It was the Ribbono Shel Olam being Medaberes between Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe. You have a look at the Kolos this week, Sedra, says the Gemara Megillah, Mishnah Torah, Moshe Ki Omron, Mipi Atzmon Omron. It was Moshe Rabbeinu talking, and the Ribbono Shel Olam was being referred to in the third person. Yishalach Hashem Becho, Yad Bek Hashem Becho. It's Moshe Rabbeinu talking and referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not the Ribbono Shel Olam talking. And asks the Ramban, why the difference between the two? Says the Ramban, I'll tell you. He says, the Klolos and Parashat B'chukosah refer to what happened to Klal Yisrael by Churban Bayis Rishon. The Klolos in Parashat Kisavoy make reference to the happenings of Churban Bayis Sheni. He says, Bayis Rishon, in the time of Bayis Rishon, the Shechina was there. The Shechina was there in full force. And seeing as the Shechina was there, therefore, the Klolos are given over as if the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking v'nosati, v'sholachti, v'hifkadati, to represent the fact that at that time of those klolos, there's going to be the Ribbono Shel Olam in person. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to actually be there. The full presence, the full Ashros HaShechina is going to be there. Bayis Sheni was a zman of Siluk Shechina. The Shechina was no longer there. The Olam wasn't there. All the various things that were missing in Bayis Sheni, the Shechina wasn't there. And seeing that the Shechina wasn't there, there wasn't the full Hashros HaShechina. Therefore, the Klolos are spelt out as Moshe Rabbeinu Mipi Atzmoi, making reference to the Shechina to indicate the fact that we think about a time when the Shechina won't be there, the full Hashros HaShechina won't be there. He carries on and he says, if you have a look in the Klolos and Parashat B'chukosah, there's many references to the fact that Klal Yisrael at that time will be Oivdei Avodah Zarah. says in the close of Parashat Kisova, there's no reference at all to the fact that Klal Yisrael not over the Avodah Zorah. He said this is why. Because Churban Bayis Rishon came about because of what? Avodah Zorah, Gilui Aroyos, and Shpichas Damim. And therefore Parashat B'Chukos, which makes reference to Churban Bayis Rishon, Avodah Zorah is mentioned. Churban Bayis Sheni didn't come about because of Avodah Zorah. They were over there, Hashem. They didn't serve Avodah Zorah. And therefore there's no reference at all to the Avodah of Avodah Zorah. And he brings many other rites as well. It could be seen if one has a look there. With this we can understand why the Tachzach Shalei Avadato is written in Parshas Kisovoy and not in Parshas B'chukreisa. Because we've learnt what was the Siv of a Churban Bayis Sheni. The fact that they didn't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam Lifnim Meshuras Hadin, which is what, which demonstrates a lack of enthusiasm, a lack of Islavas, a lack of Cheshek, which is the Tachas Hashem Le'evatzos Hashem Le'kecha B'simcha V'tuvleinu Merekel. This is in reference to Churban Bayis Sheni, and if it's mentioned only in Parshas Kisovoy and not in Parshas B'chukreisai, which was because of Avodah Zorah. We've learned that the Klolos in Parshas Kisovoy are because of a lack of enthusiasm, a lack of simcha, a lack of cheshek. The Nuscha Tefillah of Yom Tovim, Chag HaPesach is referred to as Zman Chayav Seinu, Shavuos is referred to as Zman Matan Tov Seinu, and Sukkos is referred to as Zman Simcha Seinu. And these names aren't just in reference to historical happenings. These names actually depict for us what the Yom Tov is all about. Chag HaPesach is the man Chayav Seinu through all time. And Chag HaShavuos is a time which is Mesugal for Kabbalah HaTorah nowadays as well as Man Matan Torah Seinu. That is the essence of the Yom Tov. And if Sukkos in the Nuscha Tefillah is depicted as Man Simcha Seinu, it would appear that the essence of Sukkos is Simcha. We'll have to try and quantify what that Simcha is all about. If we have a look in the Torah, in reference to Chag HaSukkos, we find Simcha mentioned three times. V'samachta b'chagecho, v'yisa ach someach, v'samachta b'fnei Hashem, elekecha, shivas yomim. In by Shavuos only mentioned once, v'samachta b'fnei Hashem elekecha, in Parshas Re'eh, and by Pesach it's not mentioned at all. So we see there again that the Torah, though every Yom Tov has a mitzvah, simcha, but the stress of simcha is only to be found by Chag HaSukkos, where simcha is mentioned three times. There's obviously an element of simcha, which is relevant to Sukkos, far more than the other Yom Tov. The Rambam says, at the end of Hilchos Lulav, Afal pi shekol ha-moyedes mitzvah lismayach behem. All the moyedes, there's a mitzvah simcha, b'chag ha-sukkos ha-yis ha-shom b'mikdosh, simcha yeseiro, and he goes on and he explains and tells us exactly how the simcha was conducted. And then he carries on and he says, Ha simcha. So now he's quantifying what this simcha is all about. What is actually the essence of this simcha? What are these acts in simcha, of simcha supposed to engender within ourselves? Ha simcha sheyismach odom ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs. The simcha that a person is supposed to come to, the simcha which a person is supposed to feel on Chag HaSukkos, which is caught engendered by the acts of simcha that we perform, is sheyismach odom ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs. Sukkos is the time when a person should implant within himself an enthusiasm to keep the mitzvahs. An avas Hashem, a time when he gains cheshek in his avodas Hashem. Sheyismach odom ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs u'ba'avas ha-kel she-tzivu behem. And he carries on and he says, this is an avoida gedoya. Anybody who doesn't succeed in engendering within himself this simcha, royally parim menesh nema, tachas Hashem le'avadato, es Hashem le'kecho, besimcha v'tuvleiva v'meroiv koel. So the Rambam, we've learned that Chag HaSukkos is man simcha seinu, and the Rambam has told us that simcha that we're supposed to engender within ourselves is the simcha of asiyas ha-mitzvahs. And if one doesn't do so, once over on the tachas, we see the direct connection between this pasuk and Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaSukkos is the time when we're supposed to come to the madrega of simcha b'asiyas ha-mitzvah sakel, through which we can rectify the tachas, asher le'evadato, es Hashem alekecho, b'simcha v'tuv levav merav kol. The reason why Sukkos is a time for this, I think, can be explained with what is brought down already from the Chazal, that the Yom Niran, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur is a man of Tshuva Meira, and from there we move straight on to Sukkot, which follows the time of Tshuva Meira, and that's we're able then to come to Tshuva Me'ava. And once we come to Tshuva Me'ava, once there's love for the Ribbono Shel Olam, then automatically our service is going to be with enthusiasm, with cheshet, with Islam. So of course we can understand why Sukkot is the time when we can rectify the Tachsa Shalevat Shem Lekecho B'Simcho V'Tuv Lev V'Merov Kol. Now let's go back to the Rashi in Parshas Pinchas. Rashi in Parshas Pinchas says that the Tzadik Ches Klolos can be rectified with the Tzadik Ches Kifsei Atzeres that were brought on Sukkot. Mm-hmm. And what's the connection? I saw, and it fits in very nicely with what we've just explained, a vote from Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says as follows. Avnei Nezer says that the Klolos in Mishneh Torah came about because of Le'avad Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav, and Chag HaSukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu. And the idea is, as we brought out from the Rambam, etc., etc., Tachta Shel Evalto is the reason for Klolos in Mishneh Torah. Sukkot is Man Simcha Seinu. And what is that Simcha? Says the Rambam, HaSimcha SheYismach Odom HaSiyas HaMitzvah VaZakeil, which is the rectification of Tachta Shel Evalto Shem Lekach Simcha Tov Leivov. Therefore, the 98 Kibbosim and Chag HaSeres correspond to the 98 Klolos Sheba Mishneh Torah. And why Mishneh Torah and not Parshas B'Chukosai? That's straightforward, because we've said that Mishneh Torah is Chulun Vayesheni. Mishneh Torah, the clause correspond to the Tachta Shel Evalto Shem Lekach Simcha Tov Leivov. Torah's Kohenim, Parshas B'Chukosai, is Chulun Bayis Rishon, which has got nothing to do with Simcha, it's because they were Ode Avodah Zorah, and therefore the Kifsei Atzeres, of course, only correspond to Parshas Kisavoy. They have no connection at all to the Klolos in Parshas B'Chukosai. I'd just like to add one more point. Tshuva Meira, we move through Tshuva Me'ava, which should engender within us a Simcha, an enthusiasm. How can that enthusiasm, how can that Simcha be kept going through the long winter months? I'd like to quote a vote from a great-grandfather, Elder Zayda of mine, Kerem HaTzvi, at Shem Parsha Shevtim, which we've read recently. It says in Parsha Shevtim, at the Parsha of Melech, Bahoyo Keshivtoi Al Kisei Malchus. He asks an interesting question. If you have a look in the Medrash, the beginning of Megillas Esther, on the words Keshevas HaMelech HaChashveirish, the Medrash points out an interesting point. When we speak about HaChashveirish, we say Keshevas with a Kaf. If you look through the Parsha Shoftim, Parsha Shmuel, and Sefer Shoftim, Sefer Shmuel, Yiddish kings generally are referred to, the yeshivas referred to, b'shevas with a base. Says the Medrash is the difference between a Melech Yisroel and the Malchi Umos HaOlam. Malchi Umos HaOlam, the Hatzloch is completely Mazel dependent, therefore the yeshiva has got no permanence there, it's only k'shevas. Malchi Yisroel, ein Mazel Yisroel, if a person he merits a Hatzloch, he becomes a king, that yeshiva is a permanent yeshiva. Of course, if he sins, he can lose it, but the yeshiva at the time is given to him with permanence, and therefore it's written b'shevas with a base. The Parsha of Melech Yisroel, the Pasuk says, v'hoyo, k'shivtoi. You should say, v'hoyo, b'shivtoi. And he explains as follows. Kerem HaTzvi says that when a king, a prime minister, a leader, first takes up his position, everybody subjected themselves to him, he has a love for his people, he has an enthusiasm for his job, he's full of good resolutions, but the problem is, as time wears on, that love for the people wanes, those good resolutions are slowly forgotten, the enthusiasm wears off, he just enjoys the pomp and splendor, and he completely forgets about how he was on the day when he first took the reins of power. Says the Prophet V'hoyo, his whole reign he should be, cursed Shiftoi like the day when he first sat Al-Kisei Malchuse. How can he maintain that enthusiasm? How can he maintain that cheshek and that love for his job and for the people? The Pasuk carries on and says, because of lo is Mishnah Torah Zeisal Sefer, v'hoisi'imoi v'koraboi koli mechayof. If he learns Torah, if he's misdavik to Torah, if he connects to Torah, if Torah formulates part of his life, Torah has the power as a scholar to allow him to maintain his cheshek, his enthusiasm, and not to lose sight of what he previously had in mind. This is the power of Torah. Different Elder Zeid Rav Elia Lopion says exactly the same thing in Parshas Kisavoy. He He speaks about Tachsa Shalevatz Hashem and Kech Simchum Tov Leivo. He says, how can one maintain the Simcha, the Cheshik, and Avodas Hashem? We're repeating it day after day. And he quotes a Pasuk, Yitalo Eres Talecho, which is in reference to Chiyas HaMeisim. And the Gemara Tzuva says that it's the Eir Torah which is Mechaya people where at the time of Chiyas HaMeisim. And he says, if the Eir Torah has the power within it to bring to life a dead person, it can, of course, bring to life, give Chiyos to a live person. Torah has within it the skula. Torah has Hashem Kumi Rishiv as an offish. Torah has within it the skula to give a person chiyus, to keep a person enthusiastic, to keep a person fresh. This is part of the skula of Torah. Kital Eris Talecha. Torah has Hashem Kumi Rishiv as an offish. Exactly the same law as we've learned in the Vahayik Shiftoi. Vahayu Se'ima B'Korah B'Kolim Eichayav. Through Torah, through connecting to Torah, through Simchas HaTorah, through learning Torah, one can remain fresh. Torah rejuvenates. A person can maintain his enthusiasm and his simcha. And perhaps with this we can explain why, after having gone through the long process of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and finally arriving at the simcha sheyismach odom ve'asiyas and mitzvah ve'avas hakel, which is what Sukkot is all about. How do we maintain this? We have another day added on at the end of Sukkot. What is that day? That day is Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, which the Medrash already tells us, that day is set aside in order to be established with Torah, that day is set aside in order to rejoice with Torah, that day is set aside in order to connect to Torah, and hopefully it's the Torah that will carry us through and allow us to maintain that level of simcha, and to utilize the days as the Ribbono Shel Yom intends us to.
Amen.